The city of Fayetteville is formally seeking an urban tenant farmer for a plot of land just southeast of the recently restored Woolsey Tallgrass Wet Prairie. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there.
A huge flock of snow geese fly overhead this drizzly, chill autumn morning, heading south for the winter. This place was once an ancient tallgrass wet prairie, former Osage territory, inhabited by eastern elk, prairie chickens, Carolina parakeets, gray wolves, and bison. In 1830, Kentucky farmer Samuel Gilbert Woolsey, his wife Matilda, and their 13 kids settled here, just across the road, just as Washington County was forming 6 years prior to Arkansas becoming a state. Through the 20th century, this land was divided up, plowed into cow pasture. In the early 2000s, the city of Fayetteville purchased a large section of Woolsey Prairie to construct a new Westside wastewater treatment facility, finished in 2008. The city set aside land as compensatory mitigation, naming it Woolsey Wet Prairie Sanctuary. Over the past decade, Benton ecologist Bruce Shackelford has completely restored the rare prairie wetland, reviving a host of native plants, attracting all sorts of wildlife, like the migratory snow geese overhead. And now, says Fayetteville sustainability planner Leif Olson, the city seeks a tenant farmer to occupy this leftover 5-acre prairie parcel.
We're calling it the Woolsey Working Farm.
Woolsey Working Farm is just across the road from the old Woolsey Homestead, now being carefully restored by the city as a future public historical site under guidance of the Woolsey Homestead Study Group, appointed by Lionel Jordan, the town mayor, in 2016. Olson is a member of the group. He's also overseeing the hiring of the tenant farmer for the Woolsey Working Farm.
Yeah, a tenant farmer is just basically the city would create a lease agreement with the applicant, with the person that's proposing to farm it. And what the city is looking for out of it is we want the tenant farmer to provide a public good, which is unspecified.
That's according to the formal request for proposals, or RFP, issued by the city in late October. Now, historically, a tenant farmer reimburses landholders with a portion of produce or cash. In this case, the Woolsey Working Farm tenant must give back to the community in some way. For example, donating fresh tomatoes to a food bank, providing eggs to a homeless shelter, hosting gardening classes to public school kids. Applicants do not have to be a city resident, nor have any agricultural credentials. The scope of the agricultural projects is open, says Les McGaugh, City of Fayetteville purchasing agent in charge of competitive bids.
Has to be someone willing to do the work.
McGaugh says applicants must submit a formal business plan, including site preparation, water usage, drainage, erosion control, mechanical equipment on site, vehicular access, proposed greenhouse, cold frame, or storage structures, and fencing.
Basically, it can be pretty simple, but it needs to be included. Basically, in the objective of the business or nonprofit farming, the endeavor. So whatever you want to accomplish.
The land is zoned residential agricultural, so row crops, orchards, field crops, livestock, free-range poultry, goats are all options. The leaseholder will be responsible for maintaining an aesthetically pleasing site, keeping things tidy and mowed, and applicants must furnish a list of all agricultural chemicals they propose to use. Tenant farmers cannot reside on the property, but they can conduct business, for example, a roadside vegetable stand. Tenant farmers must also be fully insured. Leif Olson welcomes all applicants of all kinds.
Tell us what you would like to do with the land and show us or tell us how that would benefit the community, what you would give back as compensation for holding the lease at no cost.
Hopeful tenant farmers can detail all this in their application, submitting their proposals for hand delivery to City Hall. in sealed, officially labeled envelopes by November 29th. A formal selection committee will decide the tenant farmer based on qualifications, experience, proposed method for doing work, and past performance. A short list of farmers will be chosen, then interviewed. City Council will decide the tenant farmer early next year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find a link to the Woolsey Working Farm RFP at ozarksatlarge.com.